Derby 77. And speaking of backside, Bill Graham is on his right now reporting with a sports report from Churchill Downs, brought to you by Eastern Airlines. Bill?
Good Monday morning from Churchill Downs, the 2nd of May. Action Sports, a service of Eastern Airlines. Eastern has the right time and right place for you. It's still too early to tell how many will go to the post this Saturday in the 103rd running of the Kentucky Derby. And it's too early to tell how many of a group of 20 or so will try to challenge favorite Seattle Slough. The Derby favorite had the longest workout of his life yesterday morning, going the mile in 141 and 4/5 here at Churchill. Jockey Jean Cruguet was in the saddle, and WAKY asked Cruguet what makes Seattle Slough such a good horse.
Well, he's got such a smooth action, you know. He don't even realize how fast he goes. All the flower the same way. You don't think you go fast, but he just keep going, and, you know, he's amazing.
Amazing indeed. Trainer Billy Turner telling WAKY Seattle Slough is in good shape for the run for the Roses. Jockey Angel Cordero would prefer for the moment over Sanhedrin. Cordero is listed as the mount for both, riding for the moment to victory in the Bluegrass Stakes and taking Sanhedrin home in the Wood Memorial. Cordero seeks to become the first rider to win the Derby 3 out of 4 years. He was a top old Forbes last year and took Cannonade home in 1974. Churchill Downs is expanding, adding a sixth floor. Construction should start soon, and it's hoped the 640 seats will be ready for next year's Derby. WAKY asked Churchill Publicity Director Bill Rudy if the chances are really good.
Well, it's hard to tell right now. There's, of course, a lot of paperwork to be done, building permits, etc., etc., and they really have not set a startup time for the construction, but I expect knowing this racetrack, it'll be done for the 78 Derby if possible.
The new floor to be built atop the Sky Terrace to set Churchill Downs back $1.5 million. We'll talk Reds baseball in a minute. Got 46,000 fans on bad day at Riverfront and then lost to the Cubs yesterday 4-1. For all the scores all the time, your direct line is to the Wacky Scorekeeper at 589-NEWS. Action Sports, a service of Eastern Airlines. For reservations to Atlanta or 16 Florida cities, call your travel agent or Eastern Airlines. Mild, possible afternoon or evening thunder showers, up to 79 today, a low of 55. It's 66 degrees from Churchill Downs.
In Clarksville. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to announce once again that Mr. Bill Graham, who is now seated very comfortably out at Churchill Downs, once again has a sports report for you. Mr. Graham?
Thanks, Bill. Good Monday morning from Churchill Downs. It is the 2nd day of May. If you're counting, there are 19 Derby nominees here at Churchill Downs this morning, included Seattle Slough, worked a mile yesterday morning, Nostalgia, who won Saturday's Stepping Stone Purse, Stepping Stone Placer, Pappy Lotie, and George Steinbrenner's Steve's Friend. Oh, there are others here, and more expected to arrive. Seattle Slough, the favorite, went out yesterday morning and worked a mile. It's the longest distance the horse has ever run. Jean Cruguet was in the saddle, WAKY asking Cruguet if he talks to Seattle Slough.
No, he, no. I talked, you know, in the morning, but during the race, I just tried to get him relaxed, and that's all.
Cruguet has been in two other derbies, mustering only a fifth place. It's tradition that on opening day, which was Saturday, the board of directors at Churchill meet. And this year, they took a vote and decided to add another floor. Churchill Publicity Director Bill Rudy tells WAKY.
They authorized the construction of a $1.5 million addition to our sixth floor. This would be above the Sky Terrace area right now. There is no sixth floor presently on the racetrack. This is expected to add about 640 seats to our capacity and be completed hopefully before the 1978 Kentucky Derby.
WAKY will have the race results this afternoon and every afternoon following each race from Churchill Downs. On the diamond, the Reds got 46,000 fans to show up at bat day at Riverfront, and then they ran into a relief pitcher. His name was Bruce Sutter. Sutter throws a forkball, a devil of a thing to hit. You can ask Rose Bench Foster or Griffey about it. The Chicago Cubs beat the Reds 4-1. St. Louis brings its Eastern Division leading team to the Queen City for games tonight and Wednesday night. For all the scores, all the time, your direct line is to the Wacky Scorekeeper at 589-NEWS. Mild afternoon, evening thundershowers may be the rule. A high high of 79, a low of 55. It's 65 degrees at Churchill Downs.
Say, have any tips for us on today's racing program at Churchill Downs, Mr. Graham?
I haven't looked over the program yet, Bill, but I will and pass some information along to you later.
I have no doubt that you'll be looking over the program, Mr. Graham.
Only two things.
Jimmy Buffett with Margaritaville, 7:40, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, wacky time, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, excuse me so very much. We're about to establish communications with William Graham, who is now positioned out at Churchill Downs. Mr. Graham, are you with us, sir?
I am.
Are you planning to return to the station today, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Because I and the rest of the people here on the staff would appreciate it very much if when you do return to the station, you don't come rolling in the condition you were in yesterday around 4:30 when you made it back.
Okay.
Stay away from the beer tanks, Bill.
I have been, Bill.
Sure you have, Bill. You're on medication, aren't you, sir?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead with your report.
Good morning from Churchill Downs. It's a Tuesday, May 3rd. This morning, we're another day closer to the 103rd run for the Roses, and this morning brings an indication that the Derby will attract a large field. The trainer of Seattle Slough, Billy Turner, telling WAKY.
Everybody tells me there are going to be more horses than you can ever believe in your lifetime, so we just want to be prepared.
Just in case, being prepared, Turner's going to give Seattle Slough some practice at the gate. That'll be tomorrow, most likely. Today, just a gallop. Does Seattle Slough like the track?
He loves the racetrack. He really seems to handle the going very well.
One thing for sure, no one's giving Seattle Slough the victory by default. There's some question as to if the favorite can run the distance. And that brings a smile to trainer Jacques Dumas of Gibelet. He says his horse can go the full route.
And then there's a two-year-old, Merlin and Nathan. He ran a distance race this year so far. So.
For years, the voice of horse racing and the Kentucky Derby. The voice, Chick Anderson. WAKY paid a visit with Anderson yesterday, and we asked Chick how he manages to keep the horses straight when he's calling a race.
You use a combination of the colors, the owner's silks, and then mentally associate that with the name of the horse. It's a memory process, a quick memory process, and something I've been doing for a good while.
This afternoon, race results from Churchill Downs following each race. The Reds beat the Cardinals 3-2 last night. For all the scores all the time, your direct line is to the Wacky Scorekeeper at 589-NEWS. The NFL draft, Tampa Bay gets first pick. They're expected to choose Ricky Bell of Southern Cal. Weather-wise, warm and humid. Showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow. A high of 82, a low of 61. At Churchill Downs, it's 63 degrees.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are proud to announce that reporting to you at this time, or in seconds anyway, from Churchill Downs will be Mr. Bill Graham.
Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, the 3rd of May. Good morning from Churchill Downs. This morning from Seattle Slough's trainer is that we will have a large field for Saturday's 103rd running of the Derby. And Billy Turner tells WAKY he's preparing the favorite for a large field.
This morning we're just going to give him a nice gallop. Tomorrow we'll, I really don't know what we'll do tomorrow. We'll blow him out either Thursday or Friday.
George Steinbrenner's Steve's Friend will run for the Roses. WAKY asked trainer John Fulton how he'll prepare Steve's Friend.
We'll do it primarily with gallops. Thursday, I'll let him have a light breeze about a half a mile, and that should set him up perfectly.
Fulton isn't conceding to Seattle Slough.
He's not invincible yet, and maybe he is. He's going to have to show it.
Gibelet had a poor showing in the Bluegrass Stakes, but trainer Jacques Dumas says Gibelet will be ready come Saturday.
Gibelet!
Well, we've got him the first time this morning. See how he likes the track, and I'll probably work him right Thursday. If any everything goes good.
There are now 22 Derby candidates at Churchill Downs. The $20,000 added Derby trial is today's feature. Seven Derby candidates are entered, including Kodiak. WAKY will have Derby coverage and race results live from Churchill Downs this day and every day this week. Race results every afternoon following each race. The Reds cooled off the hot St. Louis Cardinals at my time at Riverfront. Reds 3-2. Cesar Geronimo scored the winning run thanks to a Cardinal error. For all the scores all the time, your direct line is to the Wacky Scorekeeper at 589-NEWS. In pro basketball, Portland eliminated Denver 108-92. The Blazers will meet the winner of the Lakers-Warriors series in the West Finals. In the NFL draft to be held later today, the Bucs of Tampa Bay have first pick. Coach John McKay will go after a former USC student, running back Ricky Bell. Warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow. High 82, a low of 61. It's 65 degrees at Churchill Downs.
Bill Graham?
Yes.
This Jubilee has already run with Seattle SLU about a week ago. Didn't he?
No.
I thought he did, wasn't
no.
he? He wasn't in a race with Seattle SLU. I thought he was.
No.
Okay. Now, as
Seattle SLU has not run since the Wood Memorial, Bill.
I thought Jubilee was in the Wood Memorial. Mm-hmm. It was not?
It may very well have been in the Wood Memorial.
I thought it was.
I can check my form here and see.
I think it was. I think you better tell that trainer, you better train him to work the concession stand. He's got no business in a race with Seattle SLU.
Gibelet did not run in the Wood Memorial.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I guess I got the horse confused with another one. Okay, thank you so much, Bill.
Sure enough.
Yeah, it was Bill Graham reporting from Churchill Downs.
John.
Lord, mercy, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you the truth right now. I'm having related to me at this time some tales of woe, tales of Bill Bailey misadventures. It's 9:45. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems that the Duke of Louisville, in his declining years, has to admit to all of you good folks who have made it a point to listen to my program on a daily basis. It seems that me misspent youth is being carried over into a misspent adulthood. I am so ashamed of myself. Well, yesterday, we received a telephone call on another subject now from Churchill Downs. Guess who it was? That's right. Oh, what's his kisser out there, Bill Graham. You know, this guy yesterday afternoon about 4:30 called up here, and it was all he could do to get the words out. The guy was supposed to be there employing himself for Wacky. Now, what was he doing? Was he out there at the $2 window? No. The man didn't have the strength or direction to make it to the $2 window. He was out there in the suds. Yeah, that's right. Out there drinking beer with some of his old cronies. And we had to dispatch somebody out there to pick him up, bring him back to the station. You know, the last time I told a story like that about Bill Graham, I received a call from his wife. And you know what she said to me? Bet she gave you a fit, didn't she, Bill? No, she said, lay it on him, Bill. He deserves every bit of it. Oh, Lord mercy. What a time, what a time. Man, we're getting very close to that big day. Now, we said earlier that we were going to have some rain. You know something? Right now, I am just about ready to say forget the rain because the sun is shining now. Of course, now this could change. You know, this can change in 5 minutes time or less.
Every year, about this time.
Field above the Delta Terminal.
Oh, boy. What's all of these happenings about around here? Yeah, I misinformed everybody, so I told everybody that Robbie Redford was going to be in town. Well, you know, it's all in fun. Don't get mad now. Come on now. There's no reason for you to get upset. Maybe later on in the season, Robert Redford will be here to visit with you ladies. Okay, what do you have there, Woodson?
I got Bill Graham here someplace. He's out in Churchill now.
Hey, Billy, how are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. And you, Bill?
Good, man. Hey, get a couple of picks for us, would you please?
I'll sure try.
Okay.
Good morning. It's a Tuesday from Churchill Downs, the 3rd of May.
another day closer to the 103rd run for the Roses, and this morning brings an indication that this Derby will attract a large field. The trainer of Seattle Slough, Billy Turner, tells WAKY.
Everybody tells me there are going to be more horses than you can ever believe in your life, and so we just want to be prepared.
To be prepared, Turner is going to give Seattle Slough some practice at the gate. That'll be tomorrow, most likely today, just to gallop. Does Seattle Slough like the track?
He loves the racetrack. He really seems to handle it. They're going very well.
One thing for sure, no one's giving Seattle Slough the victory by default. There's some question as to if the favorite can run the distance. And that brings a smile to trainer Jacques Dumas of Gibelet. He says his horse can go the full route.
When there's a two-year-old in Merlin and Nathan, he went a distance race this year so far. So.
For years, the voice of horse racing and the Kentucky Derby has been Chick Anderson. WAKY paid a visit with Anderson yesterday. We asked him how he manages to keep the horses straight while calling a race.
He uses a combination of the colors, the owner's silks, and then mentally associate that with the name of the horse. It's a memory process, a quick memory process, and something I've been doing for a good while.
Today's feature at Churchill, the $20,000 added Derby trial. Seven Kentucky Derby nominees are running. For instant race results this afternoon, after every race, you listen to WAKY. The Reds beat the Cardinals 3-2. Cesar Geronimo scored on an error last night at Riverfront. For all the scores all the time, your direct line is to the wacky scorekeeper at 589-NEWS. The NFL draft upcoming today. Tampa Bay has the first pick, and they're going to choose Ricky Bell of USC. Otherwise, warm, humid, showers and thunderstorms through tomorrow. A high of 82, a low of 61. It's 65 degrees at Churchill Downs.
Ricky Bell, it's choosing old Leadfoot, huh? Boy, oh boy, what a choice. Boy, you think that guy isn't fast on his feet? Holy moly. It's 9:51. I have a temperature of exactly 65 degrees, and it's going up to about 82 in the area today.
The temperature is 65. The expected high reading today should be in the neighborhood of 83 degrees. And now, ladies and gentlemen, reporting directly from Churchill Downs, here is Bill Graham.
Good morning. It's a Wednesday, the 4th of May. At Churchill Downs this morning, the track is a bunch of mud. Steve Sprend and Seattle Slough have been out on the track this morning. Steve Sprend trainer John Fulton telling WAKY that the track is slick. This morning at 6 o'clock, Seattle Slough got a bath, and owner Karen Taylor watched on. Karen obviously is quite fond of her Derby favorite.
Well, naturally, I love Seattle Slough. He's kind of my, well, he's definitely my baby, and he's a champion and very professional and a super horse.
One of those mentioned as a threat to Seattle Slough is Sanhedrin, trained by Lou Rondinello. This year at Churchill Downs for the Derby. Last year, Bold Forbes, trained by Laz Barrera, won the Kentucky Derby. Barrera tells WAKY that he and his horse for this year, Affiliate, are not awed by Seattle Slough.
Well, I'm going to try. I think the horse is too tough for the other horse was like here. The way the horse been winning every race, I said the horse is pretty impressive every race he won. But I figured out that there's one horse in the race.
Kodiak will run for the Roses this Saturday. Kodiak, the winner of the $20,000 added Derby trial yesterday. That was a 7-furlong race. Kodiak covering that pace and won 25-1. Coming in second was Model Sailor, and third was Castle Call. No decision yet on any of the seven horses that ran in the Derby trial. The Reds were off yesterday. WAKY will have race results this afternoon following each race at Churchill Downs. The Reds were off, as we said, for all the scores all the time. Your direct line is to the wacky scorekeeper at 589-NEWS. Warm and humid afternoon and evening thundershowers. High 83, a low of 65. At Churchill Downs, it's 65 degrees.
A question, Mr. Graham. I hope I'm not causing you or anyone else embarrassment by posing this question. Are you still with me?
I am.
Okay, I realize that there are no telephones at the track. So how are you placing telephone calls to us from Churchill Downs?
There is a telephone in the press box that WAKY has leased.
Oh, I see. You're calling us from the press box.
That's right.
You know, for some reason, I kind of pictured you at the beverage stand, Bill. I pictured
pictured you out there with the common folk, milling around, gassing with people, having a good time, back slapping, handshaking, things like you're up there in the press box, huh?
That's right.
Got the card stuck down in the brim of your hat and everything. Is that the way it is, Bill?
You've got it straight, Bill.
You're really gone professional on us, haven't you, pal?
I have.
Oh, boy. It's now 8:43, 17 minutes before 9, and here he is once again, ladies and gentlemen, Wacky's number one tout, reporting from Churchill Downs, Bill Graham.
Good morning. This is a Wednesday morning at Churchill Downs. It's the fourth day of May. Friendly suggestion, Churchill Downs could let the kids in for nothing today because the kids certainly could make some mighty big mud pies. The track is suffering from last night's rain. It's muddy and it is slick. At barn 42, not bothered one bit though, is Seattle Slough. There's an interesting story behind this year's Derby favorite. The Taylor family bought Seattle Slough for less than $20,000. And owner Karen Taylor tells WAKY this is a once-in-a-lifetime bargain.
Seattle Slough definitely is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but at the same time, you hope that you'll come up with something that's maybe half as nice as Seattle Slough. Otherwise, you know, I mean, that's the reason why we're in the business, and that's the reason why we're going to Yearling Sales again this year.
Next door at Barn 41, there's a lot of optimism, though. WAKY stopped by to check out Western Wind this morning. We asked trainer Jim McHugh about his plans for Western Wind.
I plan on working tomorrow morning a good half mile. That'll be it for, you know, as far as major working is concerned.
McHugh thinks his horse can beat Seattle Slough, but he admits it's going to take a lot.
It's going to take a lot of horse to beat him, I'd say. But still, I think we've got a nice colt, and I believe we have a chance. I'm not just kidding, but Seattle Slough is a very good horse, and I think we have a horse that has a chance to beat him.
Today's feature, Churchill, is the Blue Delight Handicap, a $20,000 added race for fillies and mares 3 years and older. WAKY will have race results this afternoon live from Churchill after each race. The Reds were off yesterday. They'll meet the Cardinals tonight at Riverfront. For all the scores all the time, your direct line is to the Wacky Scorekeeper at 589-NEWS. Weather-wise, at Churchill Downs today, warm and humid. Afternoon and evening thundershowers. A high of 83, a low of 65. It's 66 degrees at Churchill Down.